My name is Katsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Kathy Bigelow, K-A-T-H-Y-B-I-G-E-L-O-W. This patient was seen on October 24th, 2020. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal stable labs with BUN of 33 from 41, creatinine of 1.34 from 1.42, and GFR of 44 from 42, period. There is no proteinuria. However, there is mild pyuria, to which the patient denies any symptoms, period. Per the patient, her primary provider, Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A, Potke, P-A-U-T-K-E, APRN at Dr. Belch's office, wanted to start her on Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, and she wanted to know if it was okay to start it. Period. We believe that the Farxiga will help with renal and cardiovascular protection as well as, and it has the added benefit of weight loss, period. So we advise her to start it. She could first start the sample, which was given by her PCP. And if she tolerates it, well, with no symptoms, then we may order it through our specialty pharmacy for continuation, period. Period. The patient also wants to stop the chlorthalidone and asked if it was okay to do so. She denies any elevation in her blood pressure or increased swelling, period. We advise her to do a trial of holding the chlorthalidone first to see if her blood pressure becomes uncontrolled and or if she experiences any increased edema, period. If she holds the medication for a week with no with none of these with no elevation in the blood pressure or increased edema, then she may discontinue it from our standpoint. However, if the blood pressure becomes out of control and or she experiences edema, then she is advised to restart it, period. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 124/67. She is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 9.3. This hyperuricemia could be related to the chlorothalidone. So we will do a trial of discontinuing it to see if there's any elevation in the blood pressure or edema or increased edema as previously stated. But if the patient is doing fine without it, we will advise her to stay off of it, period. We have started her on allopurinol, 100 milligrams, one tablet daily, for the management of the hyperuricemia, period. We've also discussed Krystexxa. So if the allopurinol does not control or decrease her uric acid level, we may consider treatment with the Krystexxa in the future, period. The goal uric acid is 6 or less. Next line, elevated PTH with level of 134, period. The serum calcium and serum phosphorus levels are within normal limit. The calcium is 9.3 and the phosphorus is 3.1. We will start the patient on vitamin D, 2,000 units daily, and we'll continue to monitor with mineral bone disease labs, period. If the PTH continues to elevate, we may consider adding either calcitrol or Sensipar, depending on the results of the vitamin D125 levels, period. Next line, single right kidney. The patient was born with only one kidney. And she was also told over 20 years ago that she had glomerulonephritis after a workup for gross hematuria, period. She is stable at this time. Next line, Parkinson's disease. She is stable on carbidopa, levodopa, 25-100 milligrams. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is very well controlled under current regimen. Next line, GERD, which is controlled with Pepcid. Next line, renal agenesis bilaterally, incomplete uteral vaginal prolapse. She follows with Dr. Bullard, GYN. So renal agenesis, AGENESIS, bilaterally / incomplete uterovaginal, UTEROVAGINAL prolapse. She sees Dr. Bullard, GYN. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 37.8. She weighs 234 pounds today and has lost 1 pound since the last visit. We encourage her to continue a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein. her weight goal is 160 pounds. She has already lost over 50 pounds over the past year due to increased exercising and consuming portion-sized meals, as well as a healthier diet. Period. Next line, mild aortic regurgitation, trace mitral regurgitation and mild tricuspid regurgitation as per echo dated 2/7/22. We will reevaluate this case and three months with laboratory workup. And